Words of instruction regarding the building of the sanitarium. July 13, 1900. Typed. God gives men talents, not to be used for selfish purposes, but to be used to His name's glory. These talents are not to be used for the gratification of human pride, but for the promotion and advancement of the work which the Lord desires to see established in our world. These talents are to be used for the benefit of needy, suffering humanity. Different gifts are imparted to different men that they may feel their need of one another and connect with one another in the work. They are to be a mutual help to one another in carrying forward the work that is to be done. The various enterprises that are to represent to the world the truth of heavenly origin are to be carried forward in the name of the Lord. Not one thread of selfishness is to be drawn into the web. No workers is to tear down the work of another man in order to please himself. The Lord is to be relied upon and consulted. We are to go to Him for wisdom. By faith we are to take hold of the unseen, that we may accomplish the work of preparing a people to cooperate with God in representing His power in the world. God can communicate with His people today and give them wisdom to do His will, just as He communicated with His people of old, and gave them wisdom in building the tabernacle. In the construction of this building, God arranged every detail. In it, He gave a representation of His power and majesty. His name must be honored by the work that is done for Him today. His work must not move forward shabbily. Faithfulness, stability, and fitness must be seen in every line of the work. Our buildings must correspond with the providence of God and with their relation to the work to be done in other places. Men are to follow God's design exactly in the formation and establishment of the work, small though this work may have to be in some places. Outward show and a large outlay of means are not necessary to gain the blessing of God. In the work we are called upon to do in building a sanitarium, strict economy must be exercised. The sanitarium is to be made as complete as possible for necessary usefulness, and gifts are to be secured in order that this may be done. But human taste, human devising, human inclination to ornament is not to be encouraged. The Lord is looking upon the work done in all parts of the world. If we enter into any unnecessary expenditure of money, this means that there will be less money to invest in other essential advantages in connection with the building. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, I have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table and his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all his furniture, and the laver and his foot, and the cloths of service, and the holy garments for Aaron the priest, and the garments of his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil, and sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded thee, shall they do. Exodus 31, verse 1 to 11. This is a symbol. In the erection of the tabernacle, which was to be sacred for the service of God, everything that was done was to represent His perfection. The tabernacle was to stand continually in the sight of more than a million people as an illustration of the perfection and completeness of Christ's work. Everything connected with the work of ministering before God is to be without a flaw. Those who are seeking to advance the work in its different lines should give God the very best they have, that His service and worship may be an object lesson to the world of the perfection He requires. Men should return to God in free will offerings the very best of what He has given them, gratefully acknowledging Him as the giver of all good. They are to regard nothing as too good to be devoted to the service of God. They should give freely to establish memorials of His goodness. The largeness of His blessings speaks to us of our obligation to return to Him His own. Purity of heart and sanctification of spirit are to be seen in our representation of heavenly things. A house of worship must be erected on the sanitarium grounds just as soon as it is possible to get means for this. He who is the author of every temporal and spiritual advantage is also the finisher of our faith. All our work should be an illustration not of display and extravagance, but of sanctified judgment. Every move must be made and every action performed with reference to the work in other places. Remember that in other parts of the field, a work must be done similar to the work we contemplate doing on the sanitarium grounds. Lines of work which will absorb means are not to be set in operation without reference to the work in other portions of the Lord's vineyard, where there are few facilities. This matter must receive critical consideration. It is the Lord's plan that His workers shall consult together, for the work in one institution will have an influence on the work of another institution. One institution is not to be regarded as a complete whole. The workers in it are not to feel that they need show no interest in other of God's institutions. We are not to work in accordance with human judgment. Those who have any part to act in the work are to labor in connection with the whole heart of the work. No one is to work only for the special line under his supervision, feeling entirely independent of other institutions in the service of God. Day by day, we should feel the greatest anxiety for the constant intercession of Christ, that the institutions which are established may not be in vain. While the work is going forward on the sanitarium about to be erected, time should be taken by those employed to worship God and seek His counsel in humility and earnestness. The voice of prayer and the melody of holy song should ascend to God as sweet incense. The mingling of praise and prayer is a constant acknowledgement of Him who is the giver of all our blessings. We should realize our entire dependence upon Him. As the work is being done, the workmen should remember that they are erecting an institution in which is to be carried forward a work for the uplifting and blessing of suffering humanity, and that in doing this work, they are to be laborers together with God. He Himself watches the work done. God's people should mingle with all they do the incense of Christ's merits. In all their actions, the fruits of His Spirit are to be revealed. Those who take in hand the work on the sanitarium are to be self-sacrificing. Christ gave His life for us. He withheld nothing. Those who believe the truth must represent the truth by working in the Spirit and love of God. Every day, by faithful actions, sermons are to be preached. If all will put their hearts into the work, this building will go up mingled with prayer and faith. Angels of God will move among the workers. Let those who are planning the work remember that it is a work which needs to be done as speedily as possible. Let consecrated, zealous efforts be made. Let there be as little outlay of means as possible in hiring labor. Let the workers show a spirit of self-sacrifice and an earnest desire to carry the work forward with expedition. It is the will of God that those who are connected with this work shall do their very best during the hours that they work. Let them not feel obliged to work only 8 hours a day. the Lord Jesus says, "Are there not 12 hours in the day in which men ought to work? Work while the day lasts, for the night cometh in which no man can work." John 11, verse 9, 4. When Christ was on this earth, he was a diligent worker. Learn lessons from him as you work, and when you rest from your labor, tell one another what your experience has been in gaining a knowledge of God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. All spiritual illumination and perfection comes from Christ. He is able and willing to communicate in accordance with the wants of all in every line of work. He desires all to feel their need of him and to ask him for the help of his Holy Spirit in the work they are called upon to perform. Holiness to the Lord was the great and all-prevailing characteristic of the Redeemer's life on earth, and it is his desire that this shall characterize the lives of his followers. His workers are to labor with unselfishness and faithfulness, and with reference to the influence and usefulness of every worker. Intelligence and purity should ever characterize the followers of Christ in all their work and their business dealing. He is the light of the world. In his work, there are to be no dark corners where dishonest deeds are done. Injustice is in the highest degree displeasing to God. I present this matter as it has been presented to me. Someone said in the council, "We could wish that there was sufficient means to pay every worker full price for their labor." The response was made, "Then the lesson the Lord desires all who follow him to learn would not be learned." It is the Lord's design by his word, his Holy Spirit, and his providence to direct his work. There are times when the Lord calls upon his workers to make a sacrifice, but there is to be no compulsion. The workmen will receive a blessing if they willingly work for less money. This is the way the Avondale Church was built. If the workers on the sanitarium will give 2 or more hours a day, the work will be helped, and they will receive God's blessing.